The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater. Coldwater Cardinal basketball is on the air.
Power inside, Eddie kick it out to a streaking Stempion along the baseline.
Great play by Jordan Eddie. Great job by Luke Stempion to finish it off.
Yeah, White forces up a shot off the heel. Rebound Gillette. High off the glass and good on the putback.
Nice hustle there by Gillette.
Brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club. Benedict Steakhouse and Grill. Bobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Branch County Abstract and Title. Culey's Jewelry. Drew's Place of Coldwater. Haylett Auto and RV. Kellogg Community College. McDonald's of Branch County. Meyer. Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha. OmniSource. Hines Behavioral Health. Rainbow Motor Sales. Union Pallet and Container. Warner Oil Company. And Willow's Bar and Grill.
Brady Duke finding Grant Maurer for three.
He hits it. Grant Maurer with a huge three.
Cardinals win 58-56 in OT. And warm greetings from Coldwater High School Cardinal girls and boys basketball on the air. It's the first home Friday girls and boys varsity basketball doubleheader as the Cardinals entertain the Gull Lake Blue Devils. Both teams trying to get back on the winning track. Sean Watson, Mike Seitz, to my left is Coach Quinberry.
Good evening, Sean, and happy holidays to you and all our listeners out there. Glad to be with you tonight.
It's going to be interesting. This is the final game before Christmas break officially begins. Of course, we've got the Holiday Hoops Tournament coming up next week. We'll touch more on that as the evening progresses. First off, set up the girls' contest between Coldwater and Gull Lake. The Lady Cardinals are now 0-3 in the Smack East. They're 1-3 overall following the loss to Harper Creek on Tuesday, 51-33. Similar to the boys up at Harper Creek on Tuesday, the girls had a poor shooting first half, just 4 of 19 shooting, 21.1%. They had a total of 23 turnovers. They improved both statistics dramatically in the second half, 10 of 25 shooting and just 12 turnovers, but it was too late against the defending Smack East champions.
Well, in this league, you can't go that way in the first quarter, as you said, the boys and the girls last week are against Harper, but when you're turning the ball over 20 times in one half of basketball, you know, you're just giving the opponent so many extra chances to score. And that's what happened against with the girls and the boys on Tuesday night.
Plus the poor shooting for the game. The Lady Cardinals shot 14 of 44, but just 4 of 19 in the first half. Leading the way scoring, Kelly Peruki and Jordan Shirey, each with 8 points. Shirey led the rebounding with 7. Michaela Gillette from her reserve guard position came down with 5 boards. Kenzie Galloway with 7 points. So Kenzie Galloway through the 4 games that the ladies have played so far this season, emerging as your leading scorer, averaging 13.5 points, 4.5 rebounds a game. Jordan Shirey, second leading scorer and leading rebounder, 6 points, 8.5 boards respectively. Megan Scorfar, this has not been a December to remember for her. In between suffering strep throat and sustaining a concussion last Friday, it hasn't been particularly great, although she has been clear to play following recovery from the concussion that she sustained last week, and she will be in the starting lineup for Coach Ken Smoker's squad tonight.
Well, that's huge. The three-year starter for Coach Coach Smoker, she's got to be in the lineup for us to be at our best. You know, we're depending on Kenzie and Jordan Shirey to do a lot, but, you know, Megan just kind of, she kind of puts it all together. She plays both ends of the court. She can handle the ball and help Kendall Galloway with that job. So that's a huge addition to the lineup for Coach Smoker tonight.
Also, a quick update on another injury to a Coldwater girls basketball player that we saw last week. Morgan Howard hurt her knee pretty seriously in last Friday's game up at Lakeview. Fortunately, the best possible news coming out of that, it was only a hyperextension of the knee. She optimistically is hoping to be ready to go in time for holiday hoops, but that might be a little bit on the optimistic side. I saw her taking light shooting, not running up and down the court, so at least it's not a torn or damaged ACL or MCL or meniscus.
Yeah, at least it isn't a season-ending injury, and hopefully we can get Morgan back in that lineup as she improves, the junior that could really help, you know, as the season progresses and she gets used to the faster pace here at the varsity level.
Moving over to the other side of the scorer's table, the Gold Lake Blue Devils 2-1 in the Smack East, 4-1 overall under veteran head coach Mike Balcom. On Tuesday, the Blue Devils suffered only their first loss of the season against league co-leaders, the Lakeview Spartans. The final score, 53-49, that game being played on Tuesday. Mackenzie Latt led the way for the Blue Devils with 17 points. This is a person to watch out for. She and her family transferred over to Michigan. Her dad now works for the Kalamazoo-based medical supplier Stryker. So she came over and was able to play right away without running afoul of the MHSAA transfer regulation. She has already committed to Division I Davidson University. She has been averaging 15.4 points per game during her time here in Michigan with Gull Lake. Next down the list, Kelsey Bauer at 10.4 and Morgan Nussbaum with 8 points per game.
I just wanted to talk just a little bit there about Mackenzie Latt. She came here to Michigan, a three-year starter up there in Wisconsin.
She was playing at a school called Sussex Hamilton.
She averaged 17 points. She scored over 1,100 points in those 3 years up there, and was All-State last year up in Wisconsin, first-team All-State in Division I. So she brings some pretty high credentials. The neatest part of it is, Sean, she's also a 4.1 student. Not a bad addition to your basketball team, is it?
I was going to say, definitely with all that would fit in with the culture at Gull Lake.
Yes, it would. So we get a chance to see one of the premier players, probably in this side of the state anyway, in the female game. And we'll also get to see one later tonight in the boys' game, too, and we'll talk about him later.
Oh, you're talking about
Odell Miller.
Odell Miller, three-year starter for the basketball team. And, incidentally, he was a pretty decent football player, too,
this past fall. Yes, he was. He's being looked at by a number of Division I and Division II schools.
So, with the Gull Lake girls 4-1 overall, 2-1 in the Smack East, their season looked like this. They opened up with a 56-40 non-conference win against Caledonia. They beat Battle Creek Central 68-26. Last Tuesday, they beat the Thornapple Kellogg 41-38. They won against Sturgis 62-26 this past Friday, and then a 4-point loss to Lakeview 53-49 on Tuesday.
Well, you know, they haven't really blown anybody out per se. You know, they've had one large win, but hopefully the Cardinals, who have always had some success against Gull Lake girls. Why? Who knows? But they have, and that's a storied program up there. So hopefully we can keep that going tonight and hang around and see what happens, Sean, as the evening goes.
Let's take a quick look at the standings in the Smack East heading into tonight's game. Marshall atop the league at 3-0, 5-0 overall. Lakeview 3-0. And also tied for first in the division. They have one loss pinned on them overall, 4-1. Gull Lake solidly, well, I guess we'd say in third place, 2-1 in the division, 4-1 overall. And then right behind, four teams at 1-2, Harper Creek, Loy Norix, Battle Creek Central, and Sturgis. Sturgis with a surprise win against Loy Norix on Tuesday. The Beavers 2-2 overall, the defending Smack East champs. Loy Norix at 1-3, Battle Creek Central 1-4, Sturgis at 1-3. The Lady Cardinals still looking for their first Smack East win. They're at 0-3 in the division. They are 1-3 overall, the lone win that they've gotten so far this season, coming against Quincy, at Quincy to start the season.
The sad part of this whole thing is the Smack, the girls' division in Smack this year is as tough as I've ever seen it. We've actually got four or five teams that could be rated in the state. So, you know, when you take Marshall and Gull Lake and Lakeview, those are the top teams, no doubt about it. But even as you go down, this is a good Coldwater team. This is as fine a Coldwater team as we've had in a long time. And it's just a tough tough to win in this MAC league right now, and we're going to have to play some exceptional basketball to win this ball game tonight.
After tonight, Coldwater is off until the Holiday Hoops Tournament. Let's touch on that a little bit. Next Friday and next Saturday, it's basically 16 games spread out through the two gyms here at Coldwater High School, JV and varsity, boys and girls action. The Coldwater girls will be opening up against the Niles Vikings 5 o'clock next Friday.
That'll be a good test. I mean, Niles is going to bring over a good club. They'll probably be nice and quick. So it's no gimmies in this holiday tournament this year. We've got a lot of good ball clubs.
Carlton Airport and Fremont, the other two teams in the girls' side of the draw. Meanwhile, for the boys, they open up against Eaton Rapids, and then the Fremont Eagles from Indiana taking on the Dexter Dreadnoughts on the other side of the bracket.
That ought to be interesting, too, because Eaton Rapids had a great football season this year up there, Sean, so they've got some athletes. So they're going to bring some athletes in here to play against us in the boys' division.
And in between the Niles Coldwater and Eaton Rapids Coldwater games Friday, we touched on this on Tuesday, the induction ceremony for the 2014 induction class into the Coldwater High School Athletic Hall of Fame will take place. And we mentioned that the new inductees will be Coach Tom Schweitzer, the legendary wrestling coach who patrolled the mats for over 30 years.
Yeah, I retired a couple years ago. This is his second year or second winter away, but very deserving individual. As he put Coldwater on the map, no doubt about it, in wrestling. For many years, the Coldwater wrestling program, well-respected around the state.
Three sports star Aaron Taggart, who played a key part in the 99 Final Four boys basketball team and was also a state champion in the shot put in the year 2000 in Division II.
Yes, he was. He was a very good athlete in football and basketball, but his specialty, no doubt about it, was the shot put and the discus and track, where he won that state title.
Last but not least, this year's honorary inductee will be the Coldwater Sunrise Rotary Club.
What can you say about the Rotary and what they've done in our community in whole, but also for Coldwater High School, and where they bought, you know, they were the individuals behind the Creole Soccer Complex a number of years ago, and then also was the big push behind the baseball softball facility upgrade. So we thank those people, many of them, and can't name them all, but they were all involved in one way or another, and we do appreciate that. So we're glad to see them get in.
We will go ahead and take this break and bring you the starting lineups and the opening tip for tonight's girls' basketball contest between the Gull Lake Blue Devils and the Coldwater Cardinals from Coldwater High School. You're listening to Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
Saving you money on great transportation is their specialty at Bobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Coldwater. Get the vehicle you need at the price to fit your budget to keep you on the road in any kind of weather. Buy here, buy now, and pay less at Bobilia. Check out all the specials on the lot or Bobilia.com. Bobilya.com. Talk to Jeff Dollar, Jared Hetrick, Tom Whiteley, Dean Bobilia, and now Sean Stouter. You can also trust Bobilia to service your current vehicle. With their expanded service department, Saturday hours, and factory-trained techs, Bobilia will get you in and out quickly. Call service manager Kip Burkhart for an appointment at 278-5623. 278-5623. Plus, at Mobilia, buy three oil changes and get the fourth one free. That's right, free. It's like saving 25% every time you get an oil change. And with their express oil change service, there's no need for an appointment. Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge on US 12 across from the airport, Coldwater. The holidays are upon us, and this season, Culey's Jewelry is ready to make your jewelry wishes come true. Show her you love her forever with a new Infinity Collection available with black, white, or caramel diamonds starting at only $139. Fascinate her with diamond fascination hoop earrings in white, yellow, or rose gold, $149 and up. Culey's is also featuring the sideways cross in necklaces, bracelets, and rings, specially priced for the holidays from only $49. For that special guy in your Christmas list, Culey's carries the new camouflage band in either mossy oak or real tree. Or how about a citizen watch engraved with a special message and free batteries for life? With a store full of holiday goodies, Culey's Jewelry has gifts for every budget. Stop in and pick up their special Christmas flyer. Culey's Jewelry, the only jewelry store you need this season, located downtown Coldwater since 1968.
Did you think it'd quiet down at Haylett Auto and RV Coldwater? Be like July 5th at a fireworks store? It isn't crazy like this spring and summer when everyone showed up at Haylett's because the word's out. If it's about travel trailers or fifth wheels, hightail it to Haylett. Haylett has what you need. Everything. One stop and 11-acre camping and RV superstore packed with the best brands on wheels, starting with Jayco. A hitch to haul it? Haylett has them. Parts and accessories? Anything. And everything you want. And one more thing.
Service.
As other dealers knock down prices on 2013s to get them off the lot, Haylett has 14s in stock. New floor plans, you've got to see. Dave doesn't have many 13s. So guess what? They're giving 2013 discount deals on 14s. RVs and fifth wheels go where everybody goes. Hi, Haylett to Haylett. Auto and RV on US 12 east of I-69 exit 13 in Coldwater, Michigan. And online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com, where your family camping adventures begin.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Here's the starting lineup for tonight's girls basketball game between the Gull Lake Blue Devils and the Coldwater Cardinals. For the visiting Blue Devils, 2-1 in the SMAC East, 4-1 overall under head coach Mike Balcom. In the backcourt will be Morgan Nussbaum, a 5'7 senior, and Sierra Schauerman, a 5'11 junior. A check. Yeah, they're both in the backcourt. Up front, we've got Abby Watson, a 5'8 senior, and Kelsey Bauer, a 5'10 senior. In the middle, Mackenzie Latt, a 6'1 senior. For the Coldwater Cardinals, 0-3 in the SMAC East, 1-3 overall under head coach Ken Smoker. Back to his original starting lineup that he had at the beginning of the season. In the backcourt, Megan Scorfar, a 5'5 senior, and Kendall Galloway, a 5'4 sophomore. Up front, Kenzie Galloway, a 6-foot senior. Carly Smoker, a 5'10 junior. In the middle, Jordan Shirey, a 6-foot senior. So once we get underway, Coldwater will move from left to right across your radio dial in their home whites with the red numerals and black trim. Gull Lake in their road navy blue numeral jerseys with the black numerals and silver trim. Good luck trying to read that all night.
Well, it's not as bad as some of those during football season, Sean, in the mist and the unlighted fields that we have visited over the years.
Was there one in particular that you had in mind?
There was one down there, and is that Niles? It's
Niles. Is it? Niles, you always need night vision goggles to shoot there.
It's so dark there. They might as well turn the car lights on around the field like we did in the 50s, you know. Okay, here we go. Hopefully a good competitive ball game tonight. The Cardinals got to come right out and play some good, solid defense to start and hopefully hit a couple of shots and get themselves going tonight.
It'll be Kenzie Galloway jumping at center circle along with Mackenzie Latt. Ball is up in the air. It is cracked down to Jordan Shirey in the backcourt, and here we go. Kendall Galloway will push the ball up the floor. Gull Lake will start out man-to-man defensively. Throws to the top of the circle and looking for Kenzie. It's stolen right away. Pump fake and a missed shot by Kelsey Bauer. Rebound put back. Does go in, though, for Mackenzie Latt. You see what type of damage she can do underneath.
Big offensive rebound for Latt. Nice little put back. But again, the unforced turnover by the Cardinals set that up.
2-0 Blue Devils. Smoker in trouble. Finds Scorfar on the right wing. A dribble drive, a whistle, and a foul.
Those are the kind of things that Megan Scorfar gives you out there on the offensive end. A nice dribble drive to the basket, got fouled.
Morgan Nussbaum assessed the foul, her first of the game. Kenzie Galloway will trigger opposite side from where the benches are here at Coldwater High School. Sideline left, looking for Kendall Galloway. Smoker underhands it to Kendall. Now inside to Shirey. Up top, a shot from the free throw line. In and out for Smoker. Ball knocked out of bounds by the Blue Devils. Coldwater will get it underneath their bucket. 7:14 left in the first quarter. They trail 2-0.
Carly Smoker, real good look. Good-looking shot there. Just didn't go down as it rattled around. Just popped out.
The inbound comes to Megan Scorfar. Tough man-to-man D being played by the Blue Devils. Kendall to Smoker on the right elbow, and she threw the ball about 6 inches too high over the outstretched fingertips of Jordan Shirey.
Well, the Cardinals with another unforced turnover. That's two to start this ball game.
Here is Mackenzie Ladd on the right elbow. Dribble drive blew by Shirey, and she'll get a scoop and a score. So Mackenzie Ladd, 4, Coldwater nothing.
Good up fake there by the young lady. Got Shirey off her feet, just ran a mile. Blew right by her.
Kendall Galloway lost the ball. It's down on the ground. It is picked up in the backcourt by Morgan Nussbaum. Here she comes. To the left wing it comes to Sierra Showerman. Scorfar following her. Now Latt for 3 from the right wing.
Ooh, big first quarter for Latt.
All 7 of Gull Lake's points, and we're just about a minute and a half into this first quarter. Kenzie Galloway with a dribble drive. Penetration, and unfortunately she missed. Latt with a rebound. Latt splits the triple team, kicks the ball outside, a shot, and it rolls in a long 2 for Showerman. Ken Smoker has seen enough. He calls time. 30-second timeout, 6:03 left to play in the first quarter, 9-0 Blue Devils. Back in 30, you're listening to Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
Christmas is closer than you think. Good thing Meijer has the name brands you want for your holiday shopping. There's something for everyone. For the hardcore gamer on your list, we've got the hottest video games and gaming systems like Xbox and PlayStation. And for the tech lover, there's exciting tablets from Kindle. And of course, for the kids, we have the season's most popular toys like Barbie, Lego, Monster High, and more. All at low Meijer prices. So get something for everyone on your list at Meijer.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Oh, what can we say about the Gull Lake Blue Devils? A 9-0 start to this game. 6:03 left to play in the first quarter. The Cardinals had a couple of good looks, but just couldn't find the cylinder. A similar problem that they saw on Tuesday against Harper Creek.
The Cardinals not able to knock them down.
Here's a shot for 3. Rolls off the hoop, no good for Kendall Galloway, rebounded by Morgan Nussbaum. She has a younger sister on the squad. Here's Latt on the right wing. Dribble drive, hop step, shot from just inside the free throw line. She missed it for once, but she got the rebound off the volleyball wing of the ball. Shot from just inside the arc doesn't go in for Kelsey Bauer. Whistle on a foul underneath the battle for the rebound.
Well, somebody's got to put a body on that young lady. She just completely controlling the boards right now. Got a real nose for the ball.
Kendall Galloway with a foul. Her first team first. The inbound to Latt on the right elbow. Attacks the weak side and scores over Jordan Shirey. So 9 of Gull Lake's 11 points coming from big number 44. 11-0. The pass to Carly Smoker. Bounce pass looking for Kenzie Galloway.
There we go.
Turns around, shoots, and scores from 5, but that was a rather difficult time all the way around.
Well, we got the ball inside. Kenzie on a nice bounce pass from Smoker there. Able to hit an 8-footer.
Here's a spin move and dribble penetration and a score for Kelsey Bauer. After that exchange of buckets, it is Gull Lake 13, Coldwater 2, 4:50 left to play in the first quarter.
Well, Cardinals defensively have not put up much of a battle so far tonight.
Here's Kendall Galloway trying to move off a Smoker screen. Smoker gets the ball back, moves to the right wing. On the weave, it's going to come to Kenzie Galloway. Nice pass to Megan Scorfar. Underneath, she missed, though. Battle for the ball won by the Blue Devils. Morgan Nussbaum. Quickly, the ball comes to the right baseline. A shot and a miss for Showerman. Here come the Cardinals the other way. Kenzie to Megan Scorfar. Lost the dribble. The Blue Devils are just pickpockets.
Well, right now, they've gotten every loose ball and most rebounds.
The steal there by Sierra Showerman. Getting the ball to Latt and a
two-pointer
from just inside the arc right corner. I'm running out of space in this corner of my scorebook here.
Yeah, we don't... We're not used to seeing many players like her.
15 for the Blue Devils and 2 for the Cardinals. Another steal on the fast break. A miss. Sierra Showerman misses and slaps the ball out of bounds on the battle for the rebound.
A little bit of a, that's unusual there. Gull Lake hasn't missed many shots tonight from inside or outside.
Elena Haas coming in for Gull Lake and Braden Snow. Haas is a 5-foot junior and Snow a 5'6 sophomore. Cardinal ball, they trail by 13, 3:35 left to play in the first half. Kenzie Galloway on the right corner, up top to Kendall, now to the free throw line. Smoker facing a triple team and throws the ball right to Mackenzie Latt for the Blue Devils. On the fast break, splits the double team, and Latt takes it coast to coast and scores. Another timeout for the Cardinals.
Yeah, Coach Smoker just pulling his hair out, trying to come up with answers for that. I'm not sure he's got that in his repertoire down there.
Full timeout, 17-2 Blue Devils, 3:17 left in the first quarter. Back in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
Everyone loves the casual fine dining experience at Benedict Steakhouse and Grill in Coldwater. So it makes sense to book your company or family Christmas party at Benedict's. And it makes sense to do it now. Of course, you can always stop in for great daily dinner specials on choice Black Angus, seafood, and other fresh options. Plus, they have live music every Thursday and Friday. Make the holidays a little merrier at Benedict Steakhouse and Grill. West of I-69 on US 12, serving food 7 days a week and fun till 2 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays.
Hi, this is Dawn Heisler, nurse administrator from Drew's Place of Coldwater. In working with the Drew's family for the last 16 years, we know that making decisions regarding assisted living can be very difficult. Our staff has been trained to assist our residents and care for them as part of the extended Drew's family. We have created an environment of trust, care, and hospitality in this community that we can all be proud of. Call us today at 278-9494-4A2R. We look forward to helping you make Drew's Place your choice for assisted living.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
17-2, Gull Lake leading Coldwater, 3:15 and counting left to play in the first quarter. The Lady Cardinals still looking for some answers to penetrate the Gull Lake defense.
Good pass right there. Good finish for Shirey.
It's a backdoor cut off the pass from Kenzie Galloway. Nice set play there, but... Can the Cardinals do anything else?
Well, it goes right down to this end right here. They got to get a couple of defensive stops, and they got one.
A steal by Kenzie Galloway, stolen right back by Mackenzie Latt, and they're going to call an over and back. Latt doesn't argue with the call.
That was a good call. She just
well, to be quite honest, she was straddling the half-court line when she got the steal right back.
Yep, so...
It's nice to see all of these alumni coming back to Coldwater High School on this the last day before Christmas break to take in the Cardinal girls basketball team. Unfortunately, not much to show for us. 17-4, they trail a miss from 5 by Megan Scorefar. And here come the Blue Devils. Oh, rare mistake. Braden Snow overthrew Mackenzie Latt on the lob pass.
A good job there by Galloway getting in front of her and making the girl make the perfect pass over the top. She wasn't able to. Cardinals get back. A couple of defensive stops for them.
Kendall Galloway moving to the right corner inside to Smoker. Kick the ball out to Scorefar. Now lobs it to Kenzie Galloway. Bounce pass looking to connect with Kendall. It was deflected and taken away by Elena Haas. Haas, a bounce pass to the right baseline. Shot blocked by Smoker, taken right back by the shooter, Braden Snow. Loose ball collected by Kenzie Galloway. Underhands it to Jordan Shirey. Couldn't hang on to it. Latt takes advantage and scores. 19-4, 15 of those points coming from big number 44.
There's another one.
Well, she gets a steal off the bad pass. Yes, and one for Mackenzie Latt as Kendall Galloway commits the foul.
They need to get her out, Sean. I'm all filled up here in the first quarter for Mackenzie Latt.
Well, not quite yet. She has a trip to the free throw line coming up. Meanwhile, Kendall Galloway just picked up her second foul. She'll come out to be replaced by Kelly Peruki, 5'6 senior. Another substitution for Go Lake, by the way. Lauren Nussbaum, a 5'5 sophomore, came in.
Peruki had a nice night against Harper Creek the other night, 4-for-4 from the floor, 8 points.
Latt converts on a three-point play. 17 points for her already, and we still have a minute 25 left in the first quarter. 22-4, pass deflected. Here's a three ball, good for Kenzie Galloway.
Kenzie picked up that errant pass, got her feet set. Nice three-pointer right there.
Cardinals almost get a steal. There's a loose ball down on the floor, and we're going to get our first jump ball of the night. Possession arrow pointing to Go Lake. Shelby Bowers will come into the Coldwater lineup, a 5'11 junior.
Kelly Peruki down on the floor, picking out that loose ball.
Haley Ranke is going to check in, too. Jordan Shirey takes a breather. Haley Ranke, the 5'10 junior. Go Lake ball. Here's Elena Haas between the circles. Scorefar guarding her. They both move to the right sideline. Under a minute left to go. A poke away. Almost a steal by Megan Scorefar. She catches up to the ball on the Cardinal front court. Stolen right back by Haas. No! Scorefar gets it back and misses the easy one. Second chance, no good. Loose ball going to be collected by the Blue Devils.
Good hustle by Megan. Just got to finish those.
Here comes Braden Snow. And the ball stolen. Here comes Kenzie Galloway the other way. Notice who's not on the floor right now for a goal like Mackenzie Latt and her 17 points.
I'm sure that she'll be right back in to start second quarter, though.
Haas committing the foul, her first team second, 31.8 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Peruki will trigger sideline left, 22-7 Blue Devils. And it comes to Kenzie Galloway. Threw the ball looking for Kelly Peruki, but she was late coming out of the cut.
Yeah, she was. And
thus the ball goes out of bounds back to the Blue Devils with 25.2 seconds left in the quarter.
Just another unforced turnover.
Lauren Nussbaum will push the ball up the floor, get it across half court, finds Haas. Now inside to Lauren Nussbaum. Her shot hits the bottom of the backboard, taken away by Ranke. Now Kenzie to Megan Scorefar on the right wing, shoots from the blocks, and scores.
Megan with a nice 12-foot jumper there.
And the Blue Devils won't attempt the shot as we end the first quarter. It's all Blue Devils 22-9. Back in a minute, you're listening to Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
The holidays are upon us, and this season, Culey's Jewelry is ready to make your jewelry wishes come true. Show her you love her forever with a new Infinity Collection available with black, white, or caramel diamonds starting at only $139. Fascinate her with diamond fascination hoop earrings in white, yellow, or rose gold, $149 and up. Culey's is also featuring the sideways cross in necklaces, bracelets, and rings, specially priced for the holidays from only $49. For that special guy in your Christmas list, Culey's carries a new camouflage band in either mossy oak or real tree, or how about a citizen watch engraved with a special message and free batteries for life. With a store full of holiday goodies, Culey's Jewelry has gifts for every budget. Stop in and pick up their special Christmas flyer. Culey's Jewelry, the only jewelry store you need this season, located downtown Coldwater since 1968.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Coldwater High School. Sean Watson, Quinn Berry, Mike Side, Justin Lopshire, and Sean Delaney back at the WTVB studio. First quarter to forget for the Coldwater Cardinals. They trail 22-9.
Yeah, but they did make a little run there towards the end of the quarter. Coach Smoker's got to be happy with that as the girls got a little more focused towards the end of the quarter and hit a couple of shots, got a couple of defensive stops.
Mackenzie Latt with 18 of Gull Lake's 22 points. Fortunately for the Cardinal fans, she is on the bench. Kenzie Galloway looking for Haley Ranke, threw over her, taken away by the Blue Devils. Lauren Nussbaum with a steal, finds Kelsey Bauer, kick it out to the left wing, three-pointer by Kelsey Ritter is short, and on the rebound, Ranky traveled. Well, Ritter, a 5'8 senior, checked in during the break between quarters.
Last Friday night, Sean, you and I gave Shelby Bowers and Rinky some love. Gave him the McDonald's players of the game. Those two might be key again tonight as they're doing a real nice job in their reserve roles.
Feel like getting the ball back off a knockaway by the Cardinal defense. And it comes the right wing now to the corner right side to Bauer. She moves to her left. Here's a shot for three up top. It doesn't go in for Lauren Nussbaum. Loose ball collected by the Blue Devils. The shot by Abby Horde went over the basket. The 5'11 junior taking a shot and missing. Here come the Cardinals. Bounce pass to Kelly Peruki underneath. She's fouled. 7:15 left to play in the first half. 22-9, Gull Lake.
Good job there, Scorefire, with the penetration, the kick out there to Peruki, and then she gets fouled.
Abby Horde with her first, team third. The inbound coming to Ranky. Now Kenzie Galloway open right wing three. Kenzie Galloway with 8 of Coldwater's 12 points. The Cardinals trail by just 10. Long home run pass to a streaking Kelsey Ritter. She misses, overshot the basket, whistle on a foul. It's going to go against Gull Lake.
Well, Coach Mike Belcom looking up and down that bench. He's ready to put the big girls back in now.
Well, sure enough, Mackenzie Latt checking back in, as is Abby Watson. And Morgan Nussbaum and Sierra Showerman basically back to the starting five for Gull Lake. That would be Morgan Nussbaum, Abby Watson, Sierra Showerman, Kelsey Bauer, and Mackenzie Latt. Yeah. Latt, of course, with 18 of Gull Lake's 22 points.
Well, basically, Coldwater with a nice little run here.
Kenzie Galloway, Megan Scorefire, Haley Ranky, Shelby Bowers, and Kelly Peruki, the five on the floor right now for Coldwater. Here's Scorefire on the right elbow. Get it to Peruki on the corner right side. Running on the curl, runs into a triple team, and that triple team forces Peruki to travel on the hop step. 6:42 left to play in the first half. Blue Devils of Gull Lake lead by 10, 22-12.
Sometimes after a big lead like that, Sean, sometimes girls and boys lose their focus, and it's easy for the other team to get back in it. And the Cardinals trying desperately to get this thing under 10 points.
The Blue Devils traveled just as you were saying that. Mackenzie Galloway with a ball off the inbound from Megan Scorefire. The Blue Devils sticking to that man-to-man defense. Lots of help defense being shown by the Blue Devils. Triple team collapses on Scorefire. She receives the ball on the right elbow. She shoots and misses. Whistle and a foul on the rebound, going to go against the ladies in red and white. Shelby Bowers with her first, team third. And Kendall Galloway will check into the Coldwater lineup. Megan Scorefire receiving a well-earned breather, her first action back after sustaining the concussion up at Lakeview last week.
Yeah. That was a tough loss for us, and a tough loss for the Harper Creek game. There's no doubt about it.
22-12, a 10-point lead. Well, let's make it a 13-point lead as Morgan Nussbaum drains her first triple.
Nussbaum with her first bucket of the night, a three-pointer.
25-12, other end of the floor. Peruki finding Kendall Galloway. Now passing around from Kenzie Galloway to Ranky. Is knocked away from her. Coldwater will get the ball back with 5:48 left in the first half. Kenzie looking, lots it to younger sister Kendall on the right wing. Now to Bowers, get it back to Kendall. Launches a triple, and it rolls off the hoop left side. Rebound putback doesn't go in for Ranky. Ball taken away from Bowers by Latt. Latt, home run pass, wide open, and the layup is good for Showerman. That was a well-run fast break.
Ran that break right to perfection. Nice.
And a steal off a bad pass. Mackenzie Latt with a steal, a bounce pass, and another shot and a score for Showerman.
Where they get these starters back in, it's a whole different ball game, isn't it, Sean?
The starters are on a roll right now. They have scored seven unanswered after the Cardinals got the first bucket of this quarter. And another poke away. Couldn't quite haul it in that time, Morgan Nussbaum. She ran out of bounds, sideline right. Coldwater will get it. Shirey will come back in for Renke for Coldwater.
Yeah, good minutes for Haley there. Got a couple of rebounds.
Cardinals trail by 15 once again. 29-17. Check that. Here's a turnaround shot. Right baseline doesn't go in for Kenzie Galloway. Whistle on the foul.
I believe that's going to be on Peruki. Ooh.
Nope, it's going to be Lakes number 22. Morgan Nussbaum just picked up her second foul. And Mike Balcom will bring Elena Haas off the bench and into his lineup. .454 left to play in the first half. It's Gull Lake 29, Coldwater 12. Kenzie Galloway lofting it over Shirey's hands and into the arms of Sierra Showerman. She's running from right to left across your radio dial. Off a screen, a scoop shot doesn't go in. Rebound Blue Devils. Trying to get it back outside with a triple team. Oh, Latt. And Peruki with a tie-up jump ball. Blue Devils will get it underneath their bucket. 4:40 left in the quarter. Curly Smoker will check back into Coldwater lineup as Bowers comes to the bench.
What do you think? Latt's about 6'1", 6'2", Sean.
She is listed as 6'1". She's every bit of it.
Yeah, she is. She's a good couple inches over Shirey.
Here's a shot for three from the right corner. It's good for Kelsey Bauer.
Nice looking shot there for that young lady from the three-point line.
Biggest lead for the Blue Devils right now. It's 19, 31-12. Kenzie Galloway trying to attack the weak side on the right. Draws a foul. The foul goes against Gull Lake's Kelsey Bauer. It will be her first. Team six, Peruki to the bench, Scorefar back in. So Coldwater now back to their starting unit of Scorefar, Kendall and Kenzie Galloway, Smoker, and Shirey. Kenzie looking inbound, trying to get it to Smoker, who is double-teamed, deflected, taken away by Latt. She's going to take it coast-to-coast despite pressure from Kendall Galloway. Latt scores. And timeout Coldwater. Another 30-second timeout, 4:13 left in the half. 33-12, the Blue Devils lead by 21.
Well, Coach Smoker's...
Find out how long a timeout 30. We're going to take. It's a 30, so we're back in 30. You're listening to Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
Christmas is closer than you think. Good thing Meijer has the name brands you want for your holiday shopping. There's something for everyone. For the hardcore gamer on your list, we've got the hottest video games and gaming systems like Xbox and PlayStation. And for the tech lover, there's exciting tablets from Kindle. And of course, for the kids, we have the season's most popular toys like Barbie, Lego, Monster High, and more. All at low Meijer prices. So get something for everyone on your list at Meijer.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
33 for the Gull Lake Blue Devils and 12 for the Coldwater Cardinals. Points have been at a premium for the girls in red and white.
Well, we had that one little run now. And
That was while Gull Lake's starters were on the bench for the most part. This is a good Gull Lake team, and Mackenzie Latt comes in as advertised. She's on the floor defending for the Blue Devils as the Cardinals try to run their offense. It's tight defense the Blue Devils are playing. On the give and go, Kendall Galloway got the ball back from Carly Smoker on the right corner, and she slid that pivot foot and traveled.
Probably a good thing there. Latt stole that pass after the walk, and she probably would have went in for a layup.
Here come the Blue Devils from right to left. Bauer with the ball on the left wing. Gets the ball back from Latt. Launches a triple.
Shirey.
She may have been fouled by Jordan Shirey. He didn't even realize that Bauer fell.
Yeah, Shirey got her pretty good.
Shirey's first is the team fourth. That's going to be just a two-shot trip to the line. I thought she was shooting a triple in the...
I don't know. I think they said three.
Well, there's the first one.
Tell you in a minute here.
Yeah.
One more. Said she had her foot on the line.
Ah. Well, it's a good thing because she drained both of them. Not a three-point trip to the line there. So it's now 35-12, and Kendall Galloway travels with the ball again with a double team coming out on her atop the key.
Kendall's struggling a little bit with the pressure of the Gull Lake guards tonight.
Abby Horde rotates into the Blue Devil lineup. Coming to the bench is Abby Watson, no relation, at least as far as I know. Elena Haas will inbound to Sierra Showerman. Here's Ladd on the right elbow. Penetrates the triple team down the middle of the lane. Misses her shot, gets her own rebound. The putback rolls off the hoop. Shirey with the rebound. Here comes Kendall Galloway with 3:15 left in the half, 35-12. Harley Smoker clogged up, out to Scorefar, back to Smoker on the right corner. It's the ball down on the ground, now back to Scorefar around the perimeter. Moving to her left, then to her right, bounce pass comes to Kenzie Galloway on the motion. To Kendall Galloway, open for three. 19-footer went 22. Loose ball collected by Watt while she was on her behind. The ball thrown ahead. And another executed fast break. Well executed. Kelsey Bauer finishes. It's now 37-12. The Cardinals trail by 25 with 2:35 left in the half.
Kelsey Bauer, she's also a nice ball player out there.
Second leading scorer for the Blue Devils.
You can see why. Also guarding Kenzie Galloway, our best offensive player.
Kendall bounce pass looking for Jordan Shirey. Too low of a pass. Another unforced turnover. The stats are going to be, they're going to be kind of ugly. We'll get a chance to see them at halftime. Kelsey Ritter and Lauren Nussbaum into the Gull Lake lineup as Mike Balcom rotates most of his starters out of the lineup, with the exception of Mackenzie Lash. She's still out there right now. I take that back. That wasn't 44. That was 14. Tell you about these numbers. Black on
the
blue.
I know. It's tough. Yeah. Bauer's still in there, one of the starters.
She's the only one then, as the Blue Devils, a rare unforced turnover for them. 2:03 left to play in the half, 37-12. All Blue Devils. We're still in the first half. Kenzie Galloway, open 17-foot jumper, went 18, rebound by Shirey. Needs help, finds Smoker. She shoots from the low left blocks. That rolls off the hoop. Ritter with a rebound. Ritter stops up top, gives the ball up. Bauer the long two from just inside the arc, top of the key. So it's been mostly Kelsey Bauer here in the second quarter after the 18-point performance by Mackenzie Ladd in the first half. 20 total for her, and she's on the bench.
Bauer with 13 this first half.
11 of them coming in this quarter. A shot and a score from the right baseline for Kenzie Galloway. Kenzie has 10 of Coldwater's 14 points. Scorefar and Shirey with the other buckets for the girls in red and white so far. Minute 5 left to play in the first half. Long two from the left corner. Was that Bauer again?
Yes, it was. She's burning the nets right along with Latt tonight.
41 for the Cardinals, 41 for the Blue Devils, and 14 for the Cardinals. That was wishful thinking on my part. Underneath, Carly Smoker draws a foul from Kelsey Ritter, her second. Team 7th to the free throw line for the first time tonight for anybody in a Cardinal uniform. Harley Smoker up to the stripe. First of two is good. Abby Watson will come back in for Gull Lake as Kelsey Bauer takes a well-earned breather. Meanwhile, for Coldwater, Kendall Galloway out, Kelly Peruki in. 41-15. 41-16 as Smoker drains both free throws. 50 seconds and counting left to play in the first half. 41-16. Uh-oh, wide open triple from the left corner. It's an air ball. Ball down on the ground. Watson and a couple of Cardinals going after it. And the jump ball, Cardinals are going to get it. Or did it roll out of bounds?
I believe it rolled out of bounds. Oh, off the one of the Gull Lake ladies.
Well, the end result is the same. Coldwater ball with 35 seconds and counting left to play in the half. Kenzie Galloway underhands it to Megan, trying to get it back to Kenzie on the blocks. Ball deflected. It's taken right back by the Cardinals, who immediately throws it to Lauren Nussbaum. Nussbaum getting the ball to Ritter, trying to get it inside, deflected by Shirey. Galloway retains possession. Here's an open triple. Kelsey Ritter drains it. 44-16, Blue Devils, 8 seconds left in the half.
Offensively, Galloway hasn't done a whole lot wrong tonight.
Dribble penetration by Kenzie Galloway. She draws a foul.
I believe that was number 23, Watson.
It's her first, team eight.
All those Watsons are dirty players. You got to keep an eye on them at all times, Sean.
Front end of the 1-1 by Kenzie Galloway is good. She'll get the bonus. Are you talking about the other Watsons, the other end of the floor, like Blaze?
Yeah, there you go. Kenzie with the first one. We'll see if she can knock this second one down. Yep.
You have to remember, I was a band geek back in high school.
Oh, okay.
Kenzie Galloway makes both of them. Kelsey Ritter shot the other end of the floor is blocked. This first half mercifully comes to an end for the Coldwater Cardinals. They trail the Galloway Blue Devils 44-18. Branch County Abstract and Title Halftime Report coming up after this. You are listening to Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
Did you think it'd quiet down at Halo Auto and RV Coldwater? Be like July 5th at a fireworks store? It isn't crazy like this spring and summer when everyone showed up at Halo's because the word's out. If it's about travel trailers or fifth wheels, hightail it to Halo. Halo has what you need. Everything. One stop, an 11-acre camping and RV superstore packed with the best brands on wheels, starting with Jayco. A hitch to haul it? Halo has them. Parts and accessories? Anything. And everything you want. And one more thing. Service. As other dealers knock down prices on 2013s to get them off the lot, Haylett has 14s in stock. New floor plans you've got to see. Dave doesn't have many 13s. So guess what? They're giving 2013 discount deals on 14s. RVs and fifth wheels go where everybody goes. Hightail it to Haylett. Auto and RV on US 12 east of I-69 exit 13 in Coldwater, Michigan. And online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com, where your family camping adventures begin.
Here is a special holiday message for you from the children of Cameron Hospital's employees.
We bring greetings of joy and thanks to you, our friends and neighbors. At this time of year, we say thank you.
To the staff, doctors, nurses, and volunteers who do their best every day of the year.
And to those who serve on the Cameron Hospital and the Cameron Hospital Foundation boards.
We also thank you for choosing Cameron Hospital.
They're here when you need help to feel better.
Now and well into the future.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year!
Cameron Memorial Community Hospital, Angola.
Everyone is experiencing hard times in one way or another. For some, it has been the loss of a job or their home. For others, it has been worrying about money and struggling to make ends meet. For some, it has led to issues with the children or in their marriage. It affects everyone differently. Some people become depressed. Some people have increased anxiety. Some turn to alcohol or drugs, while others may even have thoughts of suicide. In these hard times, it is important to remember that you are not alone, that your feelings are nothing to be ashamed of, and help is there 24 hours a day, just a phone call away at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Just pick up the phone and call 279-8404. When you need help dealing with the hard times that are impacting your life, turn to Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. We are always there when you need help. At Pines Behavioral Health, we believe that life should be enjoyed, not endured.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
It's halftime here at Coldwater High School. Girls basketball action. It's been all Go Lake. 44-18, they lead over Coldwater. Halftime report brought to you by Branch County Abstract and Title. Wishing good luck to the Cardinals. For title insurance, escrow closings, or other title or abstract services, turn to Branch County Abstract and Title, a local business serving Branch County since 1887, where their employees have over 230 years of experience. Branch County Abstract and Title, located at 22 Tibbetts Plaza in Coldwater. Call them at 278-6960. First off, scoring for the Coldwater Cardinals, Megan Scorefar with two, Harley Smoker two, Jordan Shirey two, and Kenzie Galloway with 12 of Coldwater's 18 points. Meanwhile, for Gull Lake, Kelsey Ritter with a triple, Morgan Nussbaum with a triple, Sierra Sharman with six, Kelsey Barr with 13, 11 of those points coming in the second quarter. Mackenzie Latt leading all scorers with 20, 18 of which came in the first quarter. 44 points once you get all that added up. And by the quarters, identical 22-9 tallies. Gull Lake outscoring Coldwater in the first and second quarters.
Well, Mackenzie Latt, no doubt about it. She's everything that we've read about her, Sean. There's no doubt about it. She's just a notch above every other player on the court. There's no doubt about it. And then Kelsey Bauer also had a real, real solid game. Real nice player for Gull Lake. But, you know, the Cardinals come out tonight. They didn't have good defensive intensity. And, you know, I mean, offensively they scored 18 points. But, you know, the big thing is they're just giving up too many on the defensive end. And they haven't been able to stop anybody, and it hasn't been any one person in particular. It's just right across the board.
Taking a look at some of the other action going on today in the SMAC East, these are all boys and girls doubleheaders. In addition to Go Lake being here at Coldwater, Lakeview plays at Battle Creek Central, Big Cross County battle there. Harper Creek at Sturgis, Loy Norix at Marshall. So on the girls' side, I'm thinking Lakeview will come out on top over the Bearcats. They've been struggling. Marshall should have no problem with the Loy Norix girls. Now, Harper Creek and Sturgis, that might be an upset special.
That might be a pick'em game because Harper Creek down a little bit and Sturgis playing a little bit better basketball. We've seen they have a couple of big girls, big 6'1", 6'2", 6'3", girls over there, and they've struggled putting some guards with them, and that's been their biggest problem the last couple of years. Maybe they've was able to get a couple of people that could handle the ball and get those big girls underneath. Last year when we watched Sturgis, Sean, they had their big 6'2", 6'3" girl bringing the ball down most of the night.
On Tuesday, Sturgis got their first win of the season in girls' hoops against Loy Norix, 43-36. The other scores from Tuesday night, in addition to Harper Creek defeating Coldwater here, 51-33. Marshall all over Battle Creek Central, 61-32. And, of course, Gull Lake sustaining their first loss of the season to Lakeview, 53-49. Quick look at the boys' game coming up in just a little bit between Coldwater and Gull Lake. The Cardinal boys still looking for their first win of the season. They're at 0-2 both in the division and overall following the loss to Harper Creek on Tuesday, 55-34 up at Harper Creek.
Well, I'll tell you, you come out of the gate, you know, Coach Kelly had some of these kids a year ago, no doubt about it, but big thing is coming out right into the SMAC conference. We didn't have kind of a preseason game there. And you come out and you have to play Lakeview, one of the most physical teams in the league, and then you turn around and, you know, you play Harper Creek, who's really kind of the surprise of the area this year. They've got some really excellent basketball players that have really worked on their game over the summer and got much better. Really a surprise team this year, I think, in Harper Creek Beavers.
Meanwhile, the Gull Lake Blue Devils currently tied with Battle Creek Central and Harper Creek atop the SMAC East boys basketball standings at 2-0. The Blue Devils are 3-0 overall. They opened up with a 60-52 win against Thornapple Kellogg. They beat Sturgis 57-49, and they won against Lakeview on Tuesday 63-58 behind 28 points from Odell Miller, who we mentioned at the top of our broadcast. Through the three games, Odell Miller averaging 23 points per game.
Well, Odell Miller, probably one of the finer athletes that you're going to ever see come out and come through here in Coldwater. Like you mentioned earlier, excellent football player. I think he'd like to go somewhere and play basketball rather than football, but he's a man amongst boys. He just, wait till you see him on the court tonight. When we were up in Gull Lake last night, he was putting in some extra work in the gym when we got there, and I'll tell you what.
He's tall and a wide load.
Yes, he is. He's about 6'6", 6'7", and he's going out there. He looks like a linebacker at 230, probably, maybe even 240. I don't know if they've got a weight listed. But,
well, 6'4", and 225.
Yeah, he's a big boy. There's no doubt it. That's going to be a load for Taggart underneath tonight for the Cardinal boys.
I wonder if that's him walking past us right now.
Yes. No, that is not him.
Not quite.
No, that's probably a relative, though. Yeah, that's a big man, too. But no, and he's got a nice touch and has a real nice game about him.
Second half of girls basketball coming up between Coldwater and Gull Lake. The Blue Devils lead the Lady Cardinals 44-18. Back in a minute with the second half. You're listening to Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
Today's competitive business climate demands that you operate your fleet at peak efficiency. This is Mark Lubberry from Warner Oil. With Pacific Pride, you can take control of your fleet cost. Pacific Pride has over 2,000 sites nationwide, open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. No matter how many trucks you fuel or where you fuel, you'll get just one bill from our office for better fuel accountability. To learn how you can become a frequent fueler, call us or stop by Warner Oil Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. At Warner Oil, we're also your source for heating oil. By using our convenient Keep Full program, you can be sure your family will be warm this winter when it's cold outside. Our Nature's Comfort wood pellet stoves heat up to 2,500 square feet and allow you to supplement your current heating system. For more information, call us at Warner Oil today or stop by our office Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 p.m. at 400 Race Street in Coldwater and at Roost Oil at 6651 South Eden Road, Reading.